Live, your show. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, though we are going to open things up here tonight with a special guest. Joining you this evening, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
A special guest on the lines, he is Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge Napolitano, are you with us?
Gentlemen, I am with joy and delight for sharing your airwaves with me.
Well, welcome to Free Talk Live.
We're happy to have you, Judge Napolitano.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. I want to, first of all, start by thanking you and the crew over there at Freedom Watch, which is your Fox News internet television program. It's it airs on a weekly basis, I believe, 2 o'clock Eastern time. FreedomWatchOnFox.com is the website. Did I get all that correct so far?
You did. 2 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday, and we've really, really been picking up a lot of support. It's very helpful for the ideas that we all share and for the, how can I say it, future ability to get these ideas out to an even broader office that people log on and do so as frequently as their hearts desire.
Well, and in other ways to achieve freedom more so in the future, I have joined the Facebook group Judge Napolitano for 2012, and I'd like to encourage all my listeners that are interested in that possibility to join that Facebook group.
What do they want me to do in 2012?
What's that?
What do they want me to do in 2012?
They want you to run for president so that, I mean, I'm sorry, Ron Paul is going to be a very old man at that time, and he is not likely going to run for any office, let alone the office of president. Somebody needs to pick up the torch. I feel like you're the best qualified guy out there.
Well, you're very generous to say that.
I'm not going to ask you if you're willing to.
Ron Paul is a great
man. He is.
Ron Paul is an epic figure in the freedom movement and has broken a lot of ceilings and burst a lot of bubbles, if you'll pardon those rather banal examples, but he has. And he has shown that when you're decent and honest and appeal to something that exists in every human being, which is the love of freedom and the desire to be left alone, the greatest freedom there is after the right to live, people will respond to it. The Republican establishment was stunned at the number of people who supported Ron Paul and the enthusiasm with which they did and the continued support that the freedom movement enjoys that was started by his campaign.
Well, you know, it certainly was. Many people were started in the freedom movement by his campaign. I personally was on the air doing Liberty stuff before that, and but before I went on the air, I got a book from my then fiance that I asked for. The only thing I asked for Christmas was Constitutional Crisis by Andrew Napolitano.
Constitutional Chaos?
I'm sorry, Chaos, excuse me. In 2002, Christmas, I got that, or 2001. I'm a little confused, but it was right when it came out, and it was before we went on the air, so it must have been 2001. And that sort of got me started on the trail to liberty. So actually, you've managed to get some people started in the path.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. It's the story of how the government breaks its own laws, and it was an eye-opener for a lot of people. It was even an eye-opener for me, even uh-huh. though some of it is autobiographical, and I was personally involved in some of these events related in the book. But the public needs to know that the government is not your friend, and that an unbridled government, one that doesn't recognize the natural law, one that doesn't recognize the Constitution, one that doesn't even recognize the laws that it has written and it has sworn to uphold, is a danger to everybody's freedom and everybody's property.
Yeah, I completely agree. And actually, that's one of the things I wanted to start out by, not only thanking you for having the Freedom Watch television show, but for also having one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live on from his jail cell, Sam Dodson, who, I mean, another perfect example of the government people just making up the rules as they go along, as you well know, thrown in a jail cell for daring to exercise his so-called freedom of the press in a public court lobby. I just want to thank you for you and your crew for having Sam on.
It was good having Sam on. I understand he's out. I don't know legally how it ended. I understand he was basically arrested for refusing to be arrested, which is ridiculous, but it's what the police do when you're a nuisance to them, and people who are nuisances to the police are usually exposing something that they're doing, and that's what Sam was doing. And Sam helped me coin a phrase, which is the camera is the new gun. And
I
when
love
you're
that.
Dealing with the government, just film everything that you do, whether you're going to get a marriage license, whether you're dealing with a county clerk, whether you're getting a driver's license, or whether you're dealing with the police. Film everything you do because it's the greatest disinfectant there is,
yeah,
which is the eyes of the public on the government.
I completely agree. Let's get to your new book, because, Mark, you mentioned Constitutional Chaos. That's from back in the early part of this decade.
Right.
What's available right now?
Dred Scott's Revenge. I jumped at the opportunity to be able to get this book to as a review copy, and it is as good and as compelling of a read from Andrew Napolitano as Constitutional Chaos. I have been enjoying it. Why don't you
pitch us? What is it? What is the Dred Scott's Revenge?
Well, Dred Scott is a metaphor for government thinking it could do anything it wants. And Dred Scott, of course, was born as a slave in Virginia, and as an adult finds himself freed in Illinois and then re-enslaved in Missouri, and he files a lawsuit claiming that he was a free person. And the lawsuit has a 10-year tortuous history, but it eventually makes its way to the Supreme Court of the United States, which could have ruled that once a slave, always a slave, or could have ruled once set free, always free. But instead it came up with the worst of all possible rulings, which is that it couldn't hear the case because Dred Scott was not a person, and only persons can file lawsuits before federal courts in the United States of America. Now, that is an example of positivism, a theory of law which simply states the law is whatever the lawgiver says it is, and it is an utter rejection of the natural law, which teaches that our rights come from our humanity, and our rights to live and think and speak and worship and travel, our right to be left alone, our freedom from unreasonable restraint, our right to privacy, our right to travel. These are part of our humanity. They don't come from the government, and it can't be taken away from the government unless we're convicted of violating somebody else's rights. So I trace this metaphor through the prism of race from the slave trade to the election of Barack Obama and show how at so many turns, at so many opportunities, the government, your government and mine, had one set of laws for whites and one set of laws for blacks. I mean, the father of the country, one of the first pieces of legislation he signed was the Fugitive Slave Act, which allowed people in states where there was no slavery immunity from kidnapping, for kidnapping runaway slaves, and compelled the owner to pay a ransom to the kidnapper when the slave was returned.
Wow.
You know,
so, look, I mean, I start out with that. I proceed up to the Civil War. I demonstrate that Lincoln didn't free the slaves. I demonstrate, I think, that Lincoln killed more Americans than all wars combined, that slavery would have died a natural death as it did in Brazil and Puerto Rico and
England
the world. And France.
Yeah. Yeah, we pointed that out so many times, and it's so hard for Americans to hear it.
But not as eloquently, I can assure you.
And it's so hard for Americans to hear it because they've been going to these government schools or indoctrination centers, whatever you want to call them, that have been just telling them over and over again that the Civil War was all about freeing the slaves, when in point of fact, Abraham Lincoln really could have cared less.
Listen, the Emancipation Proclamation was issued in two sections. The first section purported to free the slaves in certain states, and the second section specifically authorized and enforced slavery in four states, in the city of New Orleans, and in six parishes surrounding New Orleans. I would guess that most Americans would be shocked to learn that. I would also guess that most Americans would be shocked to learn that Lincoln said many times he did not believe in the equality of the races. He actually paid a person $250,000 to bring 5,000 slaves to Africa to found a new country in the hopes that their brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins would follow them. The Civil War was fought because Lincoln feared the loss of federal revenue, the principal source of which was tariffs collected at ports. And think about it. Most of the ports, starting with Wilmington, Delaware, and going to Houston, Texas, were in the states that seceded and thus denied Lincoln the money that he needed to run his burgeoning big government.
Judge Andrew Napolitano, I want to thank you for taking the time out to be on Free Talk Live tonight. I know you've got a busy schedule, so have a great night.
Pleasure's mine, guys.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work. And the book, is Dred Scott's Revenge, A Legal History of Race and Freedom in America. More Free Talk Live is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves.
John and Lobo are back with more rapid-fire action. It began as a favor to a woman trying to get away from an abusive husband, but it proves that no good deed goes unpunished, and the consequences may be fatal to their partnership. The sequel to One Jump Ahead and Slanted Jack, Overthrowing Heaven by Mark L. Van Name, available from Bain Books. Remember, If you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
AlecEase.com is a community for self-learners. At AlecEase, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit AlecEase at AlecEase.com. Again, that's AlecEase.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about a dollar a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea!
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give away, so enjoy those. And they include, by the way, the chat room. Go to chat.freetalklive.com. Join up in the public chat. Of course, amplifiers, Free Talk Live amplifiers. Get access to the special amp-only chat room. Anyway, it's all free at chat.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening the end of this month, 25th through the 28th. It's going to be a great time, so it's coming up actually pretty quickly here. Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live every single evening from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there will be hundreds of people in Lancaster, New Hampshire, celebrating freedom, getting together, socializing, touring around New Hampshire, and possibly joining the Free State Project and moving here as part of the Free State Project. It's an event put on by the Free State Project, and it's a great time. It's been a blast all the times that we've been. Has it been twice now, Mark? We've been to two Pork Fests, I think.
Seems like two, maybe.
Yeah. Because we didn't go in 2006, so 2007, yeah. This will be our third Porcupine Freedom Festival, and very much looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you there. Plus, Nick is with us here from Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio tonight. You guys are going to be, are you broadcasting live?
We are broadcasting. We're broadcasting live on Thursday night. We'll probably have the cameras up as soon as we can get the set actually equipped and set up. But we're planning to go live at about 6 o'clock to 6:30 is the window for starting the live broadcast.
So how long will the broadcast be going on?
We don't know. Basically, as long as we want to take it, because it's a special, so we're not using it for a television program itself. I'm sure we'll air it, but it's not replacing our regular weekly program. So I would imagine it would be somewhere more like an hour or more instead of our usual half-hour format. So people can go to freemindstv.com on Thursday and check it out.
And then go to porkfest.com to get registered. It's not too late. Porkfest with a C, PORCFEST.com. And you can get, of course, the whole list, the itinerary of things that are going on. And actually, unless you're actually at Porkfest, you won't know everything that's happening because there are always spontaneous things coming up as people are getting to know one another and seeing old friends and meeting new friends and all of that. All kinds of interesting things will happen, and it should be a lot of fun. Porkfest.com. So let's go to the news stories here. And, of course, you can call in about whatever you want. From the Pittsburgh Channel.com. You know, they tell us to use the system when some of us have done outside the system activities such as civil disobedience or non-cooperation. Those who are part of the status quo, those who are in the system deeply, will express concern for anything, any kind of activism that goes on outside of the system, and they'll implore us to use the system. That's why it's here. You should use the system if you want to change the system. Don't try to change it from the outside, which, of course, I believe changing it without using the system is the best way to do things, by doing it from the outside in the marketplace. And, of course, that's a sort of an unending debate. But one thing is for sure that we all can agree on is that they're constantly admonishing activists to use the system. Well, here's an example of what happens when you use the system. They change their mind. They decide they don't want you to use the system anymore. Then all of a sudden you're using the system too much. Oh, you're not using the system in the right way. You need to use the system in the way we specify you use the system. So it's not just that you get to use the system how you think you should. In the case of a Bridgeville man who was arrested and convicted after making repeated complaints to his local government, took his appeal to one of Pennsylvania's highest courts on Tuesday. Story is that Marshall Papert freely admits that when you add up all of the letters he's written to government officials and include copies of those letters that he has sent to other public officials, the number of letters is about 350.
Gosh, that's a lot of letter writing.
This man is concerned. He is an active member of his community, and he wants what he considers to be his government to know how he feels. And if he wants to write one letter per day, or however many letters per day he is writing, he should be able to write those. The rest of the story is that while waiting for his case to be called, he made no apologies for his letter-writing campaign. He said, "I did what any citizen should do when you see something that's unhealthy to the community." Papert lives across the street from a concrete plant. He says the dust, the noise, the idling diesel trucks all combined to cause him to complain to the borough. He wrote letter after letter, hundreds of them, and he left voicemail messages for the borough manager. In one message, he said, "I'm asking you as a Bridgeville resident of 56 years to resign and get off your position. Do the right thing." Instead, Papert got arrested on a harassment charge and was convicted. At Tuesday's appeal hearing, assistant district attorney told the court that Papert clearly crossed the line to a course of conduct designed to harass the borough manager. Ivory declined an interview with the team, that's the district attorney, on Tuesday. "We really maintain that this is about the First Amendment and that public officials just have to tolerate it," according to the ACLU, who's representing Papert. Councilman Pat DeSalvo said he doesn't just tolerate Papert's actions, he embraces them. So one of the councilmen is saying that he appreciates hearing from this constituent. Says, "If you can't talk and do what I did to your government, what can you do?" said Papert. "What are they going to do next to you?" A decision on whether to overturn the conviction isn't expected until sometime later this summer. Also, the cop that arrested Papert submitted his resignation as Bridgeville police chief last month. So, all kinds of interesting developments in this this particular story. So, what do you take away from this?
They got tired of listening to this guy, and you know, so they used their power to go after him.
It's also pretty clear that usually when bureaucrats or elected city officials tell you that they want to hear from you or that you should try to put a petition together or stay in touch with your representatives, they don't really mean it. That's what I mean. That's what they say. Basically, you know, take you away from doing any kind of activism that would actually affect real change. It's, I mean, it's pretty, they can ignore it pretty easily. If you're sending letters or leaving voicemails, that's what
they do is hit delete.
I mean, that's what they'd prefer their opponents do, because, yeah, they can hit delete or they can just take your letter and throw it in the trash. I mean, it's not hard to look at the return address and say, no, I don't feel like reading this letter today.
Right, but apparently if they have to do that too many times or hit the delete button on the phone too many times, then all of a sudden contacting...
It's harassment.
Yeah, contacts from a constituent is now harassment.
Yep.
So welcome to... This is the system. This is what
small-minded idiots, from what I can tell. The fact is, this guy was trying to get something changed. Now, I'm not saying...
Whether I agree with what he was trying.
I don't, likely. And... what they're reporting in here is the kind of things he said. It sounds like he was being civil throughout it. It'd be one thing if you were talking about threats or going off. But I would expect, as a citizen, I would expect some kind of response from my government agency.
Well, they're not obligated to respond.
No, they're not.
But what they say is always, well, use the system. And this guy tried to use the system. He used it too much, according to them, and now he's in trouble for it. Now he's been convicted.
They usually prefer that you vote rather than you write a letter.
Yeah, that's what they mean.
Well, I've heard them say you should vote. I mean, that specifically.
You could run for office, too, if you want.
Yeah.
Voting, running for office, maybe the occasional phone call or the occasional letter, but apparently more than a handful, and you're in trouble.
Yeah, and it's voting is basically statistically insignificant. It's when you're talking about something beyond a city or city level, it's getting to the point that it doesn't really matter whether you vote or not. Sorry.
If these people don't want to be contacted by their so-called constituents, they shouldn't get into the job of being so-called governors in the first place. 1-800-259-9231, or at least don't put up the facade that you care and are interested in what people have to say to you. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Your show, you bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features include the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts. A lot to talk about, everything from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it is completely free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day, twice a day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers the up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com now and sign up for the free daily dispatch at Phoenix.com.
All right, let's continue and take your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Alex in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Alex.
Hi, Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Two things. Real quickly, I want to thank you guys for your recent interview with Mark L. Van Name, the author of Overthrowing Heaven. I got that book, and it was awesome.
Cool.
Now, what I called up was tell you about a car accident I saw recently. It was on a road, a 35-mile-per-hour road. Because I had to turn right soon, I was in the far right lane behind a woman going 30, and I was annoyed, but I thought, you know, whatever, I'm going to turn right soon. Well, I see her hit a parked car without braking at all. She's going 30 miles per hour. It turns out there were two people in this car.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, I pull over and I go to get out, and there's a couple minutes before I get back to where the accident happened. All of a sudden, the people in the passenger's car start to, what I feel is, overly act. Now, they could very well have been injured, but this one woman jumped out of the car screaming, and then she was lifting her head up to say that her neck hurt horribly and she could barely move. And you could tell she was kind of twitching around on and on. But the way she was acting, I thought she was faking it. But I'll be fair, their car was hit going 30, could have very well been injured. My problem came when their friends came and they said, oh, we're going to get paid.
Uh-oh.
And it reminded me of something that you said, Ian, when I first started listening to Free Talk Live, and that we live in a society that promotes us aggressing against our neighbors. And I remember thinking, this guy's a nut job. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But it's just something like that. And the more and more they talked, you could hear that these people were actually excited that their friends got hit by a car.
Wow.
Because they were going to sue this lady and try to collect as much money as possible. And I'm not saying they don't deserve compensation, because their car was, the back of it was pretty much wrecked. But
it's the whole attitude.
Right. And, you know, I have, being in prison, I met more than one person who, you know, really it seemed to them that life was about waiting for that moment in time when you could hit the lottery by slipping on the floor in Walmart or whatever it was that, you know, was going to get you paid.
Sad.
And, you know, other than that, you just kind of made it along day by day until you hit that time.
Gosh.
And I'll tell you, getting hit by somebody and their insurance isn't necessarily going to get you paid. It's just individual insurance.
Yeah, and I know it made me sick because, I mean, I've been in a situation where I probably could have tried pressing charges against an establishment because I got injured on their property, but accidents happen.
Yeah.
If you really expect accidents not to happen, you're going to be sorely mistaken. It's a way of life. If you want to avoid accidents, you should might as well ban cars and everything else in the world.
Well, I mean, yeah. you could do that. You're still not going to avoid accidents. I mean,
yeah.
you could trip up, falling up the stairs or coming down the stairs. I mean, most accidents happen in the home anyway. So even if you were to say, well, you should just stay home to avoid accidents, you'll still have them happen to you.
Yeah, it's something that it just reminded me back, because I remember when I was first introduced to you guys, you said that, and I was like, I'm not going to be listening to the show much longer. Ian's a nut job.
You know, I understand it, and I work with him, so it's like that most of the time. But, you know, I remember, and this is kind of how I define middle class, is I remember a conversation I had with my uncle, and he's like, we don't sue people. And that's how I sort of define the class that we came from. We make it on our own. We don't wait for an opportunity to sue somebody. Certainly, you know, if somebody was entirely negligent or malicious against you, you might consider employing the court system. But I don't know much about it. And to me, that would require, I'd have to be very interested in doing it, because I'd have to hire a lawyer to do such a thing. But there's a group of people out there, and those people just believe that something bad happened. I get to sue.
Yeah, I have to say, I don't know much about auto accidents either. I'm fortunate in that I've not really gotten in anything significant. But I know that from the stories I've been told, usually it's later on after the accident that the pain really starts to set in. I can imagine that if you were in a really bad accident, you'd probably be in pain right away. But on something where 30 miles an hour doesn't seem like the fastest clip, I highly doubt that they would be experiencing any sort of dramatically painful sensations immediately thereafter.
It's just speculation.
Yeah, I mean, the odds are good. There's adrenaline rushing through their system. They probably aren't feeling half of the pain that they're going to feel later on down the line. It's you know, after the bruising starts, and
that's how
that.
I feel about it, but I can only speculate. I mean, you know, just
I agree,
but you just don't know.
But then he overheard them actually suggesting they're going to cash in on this, and that's just so sad.
The fact of the matter is, somebody really nails you, they're not necessarily carrying all that much insurance, and if their insurance limit is $30,000 or whatever it is, and they're not a particularly rich person, you're not really going to cash in anyway.
No, you're just going to hurt for the rest of your life.
I mean, you're going to be able to pay for your car if you take them to court, and you can make them bankrupt, but they're not really going to be able to pay you all that much money.
No.
Can't get blood from a stone.
Exactly. Alex, any other thoughts?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the story tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, one of the things that could go a long way, a really long way, just a very simple reform for the existing government system. I'm not even going to advocate going to private justice here. It's just a simple governmental system reform would be to go to a loser pay system, where if a lawsuit is brought against you for whatever reason, and you and the person, and it, basically it's found that the lawsuit was frivolous, then the person who brought the suit would have to pay all of the costs associated with bringing the suit. So pay for all the court costs, pay for your attorney's costs that you and whatever time that you had to spend defending yourself and all of that. We don't really have that system today. And I think it would go a long way because...
Well, not in the United States. Most right. other parts, pretty much everywhere else in the world has that. Some people refer to it as the English system, but it's not just England. Most of the rest of the world has a system where if you bring a lawsuit that is frivolous, I mean, it gets yeah. turned down, then you pay for the costs
and
associated.
You better be prepared, and so therefore people would know in advance that if they bring one of these frivolous lawsuits, they're going to be responsible for it. If it turns out to be a bunch of poppycock. But now there's very little disincentive from just throwing lawsuits out there. I mean, what do you have to do? Just pay court costs to give it a shot and see if it works? I don't even
Pretty
know.
Much.
I don't know how simple it is. I'm sure it's not an easy, necessarily a easy process,
well,
but
I mean,
there's little risk.
There is. I mean, if the person you're suing decides to come back at you and say the lawsuit was frivolous, I think they theoretically could come back at you for damages or whatever, but...
If they wanted to countersue you.
Right. But then, if you're getting attacked, so you're getting sued and you feel it's frivolous, and you beat that case, you have to go through all the motions of filing your own lawsuit, paying court costs again, not knowing whether you're actually going to recoup the original court costs from when mm-hmm. somebody else dragged you into court. So it's not a very good system.
It's a mess. So there you go. One suggestion to change things for the better. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, Mark, you've got a secession email to share. But first, we're going to share with you the confessions of a public servant. Someone from the inside of the federal government has, anonymously, of course, revealed what it's like. What is it like to be a federal government bureaucrat? What's the life like? What is the lifestyle? What is the incentive to become a federal government bureaucrat? I mean, we've talked about the sweet, sweet government benefits and perks here on this show, but we're going to go on the inside to the words of someone who's actually been there here in moments. 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing health care, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the health care services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. The features free, including archives. You can go back for an entire year and get the archives free right there on the front page of the website. And that's FreeTalkLive.com. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. Do you want to pay higher prices for goods and services? Of course not. But you do every time someone doesn't pay their bills. And it's one of the many compelling reasons that SACL CAI has been at the cornerstone of collections for more than 35 years. Before you pay higher prices, think whether the business, be it a bank, hospital, retail store, or utility, could use some help with their collections to control costs so they aren't passed on to you. Tell them to call the dedicated collections experts at SACL CAI for a no-cost, no-obligation proposal. SACL CAI. See their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. So what is it like to be a federal government bureaucrat anyway? What's it like to be on the inside of the biggest, most oppressive government bureaucracy of them all? Well, this story is actually a little bit out of date. It was written back in 1995, but it was featured on this week's LouRockwell.com, and that's how I came across it. Great site, by the way, LouRockwell.com. And I thought it was worthy of sharing. So odds are good that things have changed a little since 1995 in the federal government, but I think generally the theme is going to be the same. If anything has changed, the perks are probably better today than they were. The paychecks are probably bigger than they were, for instance, back in 1995. So here's the story. It's from Mr. X. You're looking for a job. You want to get paid several times your worth. Come and go when you please. Work only if you feel like it. Take as long a lunch as you want. And get 10 paid holidays per year, as well as 6 weeks of paid vacation per year. There's only one way to go. Work for the federal government. Few Americans, I'm afraid.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Paid vacation.
10 paid holidays plus 6 weeks of paid vacation.
That's pretty darn sweet.
Few Americans, I'm afraid, have any idea what it's like. If they did, there'd be a political earthquake. As a member of the parasitic class for 15 years, I've witnessed and participated in this corrupt and grotesquely unfair system firsthand. I'm both qualified and morally obligated to expose it. You could, of course, call me a hypocrite. I have prospered financially beyond my wildest dreams. Given my talents and work, my standard of living is far higher than anything that I could earn in the private sector. But by reading the right books and talking at length with my wife, who is a private sector employee, and our friends in the private sector, I have come to see this repugnant system for what it's worth. But what is it that draws people to government work? What keeps them there for a lifetime? It's simple. Overcompensation, huge benefits, and great working conditions. It's attractive to sign up and nearly impossible to leave. That's because the government, by and large, rewards skills and experience that are unmarketable in the private sector, at least not at the same level of pay. Take me, for example. I have a degree in political science. I write, edit, and research. The taxpayers pay me approximately, now this is $1,995, $65,000 a year in salary.
Yeah, I can only imagine that's probably $95 now.
Yeah, that's, I mean, 65 is good right now. If you're getting 65,000, you're doing pretty well. You're doing better than the average American. He says, or she, who knows, says excluding benefits. So 65,000 salary plus all of those sweet government benefits that we've heard so much about. I couldn't legally earn this in the private sector. If you don't believe me, go ahead and peruse the one ad. Salaries for writer, editor, and research analyst start in the low 20s. So let's say I took a job in the private sector, presuming that someone would hire a person who spent his whole adult life working for the government, and let's pretend that I can actually earn $65,000. Well, what would I lose if I left the government? First of all, the short work week would be out the window. I could take off early, but this would be detrimental to my income. I would have to meet deadlines because consumers actually want jobs done in a timely manner. Because when you're a government bureaucrat,
you do it whatever pace you feel like.
Yeah, I mean, you're just, hey, you're doing your job whenever it gets done. But it's not easy for them to fire you either. Once you get in, I don't think he mentions this, but once you get into a government bureaucracy and you get past the tenure phase, and I believe that this exists generally, there's usually a phase at which that they're analyzing you and they can boot you out pretty easily. Right. But after you get past that phase, then it gets nearly impossible to get fired. I mean, do you have to rape a little girl or something like that in the office in order to get fired? I'm exaggerating only slightly there. But it's just been amazing. Some of the things that some government bureaucrats have done over the years, and some of them have actually gotten fired, but then they can sue later on and sue for their reinstatement. And if they're reinstated, they get paid back pay for all the time they were never there doing anything in the first place while they were supposedly fired.
It's frightening but true.
Yeah, it's a maddening system. Anyway, he goes on to say, I would have to forget about getting 10 paid holidays. People in the private sector have a hard time getting paid on Thanksgiving. My private sector friends laugh at me when I tell them I get paid for such bogus holidays as President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, and Columbus Day. In vacations, right now I can spend 8.7% of my work time on vacation. That's 6 weeks per year in perpetuity. The average vacation time in the private sector is 2 weeks, and it's not an entitlement. I could also, you have to get there, you have to earn that kind of vacation in the private sector. You're not just handed that. You can't just go start a job at a restaurant and expect to get 2 weeks off.
You just paid.
You could get to some time off maybe if you asked early enough in advance, but to get paid time off?
Nick, ever had a job where you had vacation?
Yes.
Wait, tell me about it.
I get 18 days a year paid vacation.
That's pretty good.
Plus personal days. But, that builds over time, too. The longer you're there, the better you do.
Ian, ever had a vacation?
I don't recall. I think that there might have been some sort of thing where I could have done something like that at Clear Channel, but I don't really know what the rules were, and I never had any real desire to go on one. So.
If you had a paid vacation, you'd have had to take it.
Oh, they would have forced me to take it.
No, I mean, that's just the way that those things go. I've never had a paid vacation in my life.
Me neither. Not that I know of, at least. And like you said, if they're going to force me to do it, no one certainly ever forced me to. So let's continue here. He says, I could also forget about the unofficial bennies. For example, I take an hour-long jog every single day, followed by a shower and a leisurely lunch. This is while he's on the job.
Are you kidding me?
It keeps me in tip-top condition for my vacations. And shopping excursions during work are always possible. What about stress? If relaxation lengthened life, bureaucrats would live to be 150 years old. Every few years, a big shot commission bemoans the disparity between public and private sector work. It invariably concludes that bureaucrats need much higher salaries and more benefits. Because after all, they're serving the public, aren't they? If bureaucrats were actually paid according to their net value to society, the result would be mass exodus and the federal government would have to shut down. For anyone versed in free market economics, the reasons for all of this taxpayer abuse are pretty obvious. Unlike the private sector, the government is not subject to the rigors of the profit and loss system. The government can tax, print, and borrow money to meet its obligations. It can pay millions of people salaries absurdly out of proportion and can never be outcompeted. They've got the printing press behind them. Lacking the discipline imposed by the market, the government cannot be efficient by private sector standards. It will never terminate or scale back unnecessary functions on its own. So long as people are tricked into thinking that government employees are sacrificing anything for the public good, politicians won't feel pressure to end it. And you also need to point out, and he doesn't point this out, that if there's ever a threat politically, if there's ever some political threat to a government bureaucracy, an existing government program, those government bureaucrats are Johnny on the spot to fight for their jobs all day long. They will spend as much time and as much money as necessary. In some cases, they get to spend taxpayer money to fight for their jobs. They get to take, they get to spend all this time because they've got the biggest interest in ensuring that they keep their jobs. Whereas the people that are trying to shut down the program, they've probably got their own jobs in the private sector that they're busy working with, and they just don't have as much time and effort, right, money to dedicate to defend, to offending against, and or offending, offensive.
Right? Any government program, or even the slightest infringement on a government program, you will see the bureaucrats come out in force.
Yep.
Paid in order to testify at whatever hearing in front of whatever House committee and blah, 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 blah. But if you don't want this, if this is something that you don't want, you've got to go there on your own time, spend your own gas, take time off, take time off of your job in order to get there. It's just crazy.
Right now, you
the
think
system
about
perpetuates itself.
Well,
it's like a growing blob.
Think about what that would cost to take all that time off to spend your money, to spend your gas money, to spend whatever money you need to lobby against whatever government program is being proposed. It's proposed being shut down. And let's say it actually does get shut down. Now, this is really unusual, right? Let's say you're successful at your efforts and you convince the politicians to shut down this one government program. Well, if they do that, and presuming the money that they're stealing in taxes doesn't go somewhere else and it actually does get returned to you, you'll end up getting like 50 cents off of your taxes, because it's the cost of that government program is distributed over probably millions and millions of people.
Yeah.
And so therefore, you've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars trying to lobby to end this one government program that in the end, if you're successful, results in you saving 50 cents. So there's just no real economic incentive for us to fight as hard as the bureaucrats. We're on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.